Thank you, Annie. Right, multi-million Calderdale Health Centre going to waste, say campaigners. Oh dear. A 10.3 million medical centre is only being used for a fraction of the services it was designed for and should be better deployed to help up to 30,000 patients, say campaigners. Patient participation groups, that's PPGS from Todmorden and Hebden Bridge, are asking politicians to support them to put pressure in health chiefs to use Todmorden Health Centre as an urgent treatment centre. With a 2,350 petition completed, they're also set to take this to Calderdale Council politicians. The groups say when the building, whose tenants include Todmorden Group Practice and Boots Pharmacy, was opened, it was envisaged it would be used more widely by the NHS Trust and other services. Todmorden Health Centre. While Calderdale and Huddersfield NHS Foundation Trust runs some clinics and services at the Lower George Street building, including podiatry and X-ray, many treatment rooms are unused. Instead, Calder Valley patients, Todmorden, Hebden Bridge and Myvanroyd, totaling around 30,000 people, have to journey to Halifax or Huddersfield for services. Early appointment times can be torturous to get to, particularly difficult for older citizens and those who have disabilities, the campaigners say. Todmorden PPG Chair Barry Munier said services for which there was room included mental health services. PPG members have also spoken of transportation problems getting to appointments in Halifax or Huddersfield, particularly early ones, which caused a lot of stress. The number of buses and or trains needed to get there, particularly from village valleys like Cornholme and Walston, the cost of these causing hardship to those on low incomes, and that many routine medical tests and monitoring could be done at the centre. One said, centralisation saves costs, but who is paying for it? We are. It's our time, our costs, our well-being. As a PFI-financed building, questions also needed to be asked about the lease terms and renewals, said a patient, when the current lease ended. What would be its future? Ah, well, watch this space. And now it's back to Christine.